I'm Titi Lola.
I'm Tej.
This is TechPoint Africa podcast.
This week on TechPoint Africa.
In the light of the recent xenophobic attacks in South Africa, the share price of South African telecoms company MTN has been experiencing fluctuations on the Nigerian stock exchange.
In the wake of these attacks, it has come to light that the South African government has been conducting mass surveillance exercises on communications of foreign origin.
Speculations persist that the government may have been aware of the rising trend of xenophobia in the country.
Nigeria's Tax Regulatory Authority, the FIRS, has revealed plans to impose banks as singular collecting agents of value-added tax on all online transactions by 2020.
The news was received negatively by many Nigerians, with experts raising concerns about its implications on the digital economy.
Elsewhere across the continent, the agency's Kenyan counterpart has also revealed similar plans to tax owners of income-generating apps.
In Zimbabwe, Econet Media is putting up its shares in 29 media entities across Africa, including Kwese TV, for sale.
This is coming barely 3 weeks after the company shut down all Kwese's existing services, including its paid TV service, free-to-air Kwese Sports, and video-on-demand service, Kwese iFlix.
Online advertisers in Nigeria may face 6 months imprisonment or a $1,378 fine if they fail to seek approval from the Advertising Practitioners Council of Nigeria before putting up ads on social media.
According to Ijedi Iyoha, acting registrar of the agency, the directive is in line with their, quote, mandate to regulate advertising in all its aspects and ramifications, including online, end quote.
Visit TechPoint.Africa to find out more. You can subscribe to our weekly newsletter at TechPoint.Africa/newsletter.
You can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.